So who exactly imagines? Is the mind of intelligence? Actually, everything is ultimately done by the soul. Just like on my computer, it is I who have to choose what to do. The computer present this option, this option, this option, it's I who choose. So like that, it is we who choose. But the mind is what provides the option of imagination. The intelligence provides the option of evaluation. Does this make sense? This is realistic. Should I think in this direction? So now, because of the external stimulus, we might get the imagination. And then whether we act on it or not, that is up to us. So once you start thinking, then it becomes more and more forceful. So imagination is primarily the option provided by the mind.
Okay, so the option is provided by the mind.
And if that option becomes dominant, then the intelligence also is used for that purpose. Intelligence is used to expand imagination further. For example, science is basically imagination. Science involves using a lot of intelligence, but often it is used in the pursuit of sense gratification. That is the example of how imagination is used. Our imagination, the mind uses the intelligence for its purpose of expanding the imagination. But imagination is the option provided by the mind. So that's why if we spiritualize the imagination, then we can avoid a lot of trouble.
And how can we spiritualize
the imagination? That's why I gave example of Manas Puja, of visualizing how we can serve Krishna.
So when Manas Puja has explains that it's just like meditating on the process of, okay, I'm making garland.
Meditate on what we can do in the service of Krishna. Yes. Meditating on how we can just serve Krishna. That's also, for example, things, okay, tomorrow morning I'll wake up and I'll chant attentively. Or now I will, next in 1 week, every day I'll read for half an hour and this way I'll complete this chapter or this section of the book or whatever. All that is also using imagination in Krishna service.
Lord, there is a Bhagavad Gita, there is only way.